News Talk 98.9.
Made news earlier this week, the 100 North Main building downtown, an iconic building that's been downtown for a long time. We're going to get the story of the building and how it ended up in the hands of the Downtown Memphis Commission and what their plans are to do with it now, as we have Brett Roller on the phone with us. Hey, Brett, how you doing, man?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
We're doing really good here. Appreciate you jumping on with us on short notice here on Memphis Morning News. Tell people what Downtown Memphis Commission does.
Absolutely. So my name is Brett Roller. I'm the VP of Planning and Development here at the Downtown Memphis Commission. And the way to think about the Downtown Memphis Commission is our job is to build a downtown for everybody. We do that by growing the tax base and increasing commercial property values over time, but also by increasing population downtown, people that live here, work here, visit here. So we're set up to really build a great downtown, not just for the sake of downtown, but we genuinely believe that you can't have a strong Memphis, you can't have a strong Shelby County without a vibrant urban core and a strong downtown.
How did the Downtown Memphis Commission end up with 100 North Main? As in, you know, you guys own the building now, don't you?
Yeah, that's a great question. And you got to go back a little bit. I mean, the building was built in 1965. Hopefully everybody knows what it looks like, but it's the tallest building in downtown Memphis. It's a mid-century modern office tower with a rooftop restaurant that looks a little bit like a spaceship. So next time you're downtown, look for the tallest building, and that's the one that we're talking about. But if you think about that, it's concerning that the tallest building in downtown Memphis has sat vacant and dark since 2014. You know, it's a dark spot on an otherwise vibrant and healthy city skyline, and we decided that can't be acceptable to us as a community. And this building was on the path to nowhere. The previous two owners had no active plans. And you know what? Here's the thing about empty buildings. They don't fix themselves.
Right.
The cost to renovate them, the cost to fix them up only goes up as the building continues to deteriorate. So I'm proud that the Downtown Memphis Commission stepped in along with our partners at the City of Memphis and Shelby County government. We decided to stop waiting around for nothing to happen. So in partnership with the public sector, we purchased the property and we immediately issued what we call a request for proposals, or RFP. That's just a document that outlines the opportunity, and we're trying to find a developer who's got a compelling vision for the site, but also the financial wherewithal to tackle the project.
A couple things, Brett, on that. I know you guys got, I believe, 11 proposals. Number one, I'm looking at the site right now on the maps, and it's got a fairly sizable parking lot right next to it on that block. So that helps regardless of what comes into that building. But of the proposals, I'm sure a lot of it is mixed use retail, apartments, stuff like that. But anything that jumped out at you that's unique from what you would usually see in one of these redevelopments?
Not yet, but the goal here really is to find someone who can pull this project off, who's got the ability to track debt and equity and deliver the project. But we want a mixed-use project with 18-hour vibrancy. If it was all an office building, for example, it might be a little quiet at 5:15 p.m. in the evening. So we think a mix of uses. The ones that you described were good examples. Hotels, apartments, maybe condos, maybe office, ground floor retail. We think that's a good fit for the building in some combination. But the most encouraging thing, besides the sheer number of these proposals, all the proposals contemplate saving the building. That was one thing in the RFP that we made clear is our strong preference is the adaptive reuse of the tower, not to demolish the tower unless absolutely necessary. And it looks like the development community agrees that there's great value in preserving that piece of our skyline.
So you got 11 offers, 11 plans. You'll look these over. What is the timetable for actually moving forward with this from this point now?
So we're going to review the proposals. We're doing that now. Identify a short list of firms to interview later this fall. That will likely happen in October. And our goal is to identify a preferred firm or preferred proposal by the end of this calendar year, so by the end of December. At that point, the developer would have a period of due diligence to firm up their design plans and firm up the estimated cost while we negotiate a development agreement. And our hope is that by next year, sometime early half of next year, construction could conceivably start.
Wow.
It's an aggressive timeline, but the building is not getting better. The building is continuing to deteriorate, so we think time is of the essence.
Brett, another great building downtown, and I don't know if anyone's approached you guys, and I know you probably do have your eye on it, like you have a lot of building. I worked for a long time for the Redbirds and would see it out beyond left field. It's one of the neatest and coolest looking buildings in downtown Memphis over at 3rd, I believe Madison is the big Sterrett building. What's the word on that building?
It's
a cool-looking building, but it's just been boarded up forever.
Yeah, that's a challenging building as well, but I can assure you that if there's a big, empty building in downtown Memphis, we're working on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's definitely the case with the Sterick building. Yeah, that one was built in 1930. It's 29 floors tall. It's beautiful in its character. The challenge has historically been that the group that owns the building doesn't currently own the structure. An out-of-town group has a ground lease for the building that runs out in 2025. So the Downtown Memphis Commission is working with both the local owner and the person with the ground lease to try to find a solution for bringing this building back to life. And, you know, knock on wood, when 100 North Main is moving forward and we have a viable developer lined up and work has begun in earnest, you better believe we're going to focus on the Sterick building and any other vacant building in downtown Memphis. We know that blight, it hurts our community.
Yeah.
It, you know, weakens the tax base. You know, uncertainty is the enemy of private investment. So if the neighborhood looks like nobody cares about it, it's hard to get people to invest real money in making it better.
You have that, and also you have danger. I mean, that building, 100 North Main, people were getting in there and, you know, the urban adventurers or whatever, and going to the top and breaking windows and, you know, just all. What was the last business in 100 North Main? Do you know?
Yeah, it was Sam's, the sandwich shop, pizza shop, taco shop on Main Street. In 2014, the tower was about 30% occupied. And then in 2015, Sam's had to close. And he had to close because the environmental court required that we put a fence up around the building. Pieces of the concrete on the lower levels of the garage are spalling or falling off. Now, it's not a structural concern, but it's a concern if one lands on your head.
Yeah.
So that's why the fence was put up, to keep people away. And with a fence around it, you couldn't access the restaurant.
One last question. What was your vision for it? Not just the redevelopment, but what would you have, you personally want to see in that thing and how it is redeveloped?
Yeah, it's not every day that we get an opportunity to rethink, reimagine, and transform a two-block site. I mean, it's 2 acres in the heart of downtown Memphis. So we think that it's a great chance to turn what's a liability to our community back into an anchor and an asset. So for me personally, I think it's important to always remember that it's a 2-acre site with a lot of opportunity. So once you renovate the tower, you still have half the site, or about an acre. Most of that is parking lot with four, you know, smaller historic buildings. So there's a chance to also build new construction, new infill construction, and increase the density of the overall project. So that's what we're looking for.
We had a few ideas, and I don't know if they're viable. We're thinking maybe a roller coaster on the roof. Jeff, you said a putt-putt somewhere. You know, we're thinking
out of the box. Yeah.
Yeah, we're really thinking out of the box here, Brett.
Yeah, so I've led 27 tours up through the building, and it's 37 floors, and I'm not known as a fitness nut, so it's a climb, and I keep making the joke that I'm going to do CrossFit classes in the summer, climbing the building, and then the fall, we're going to have the best haunted house, and that should generate enough money.
Yeah, we came up with a haunted house too. We're thinking.
And listen, keep our number because Jeff Brightwell's a CrossFit coach. He'll be more than happy to help you with that goal. Okay.
but that's the exciting thing about these developers. They see the potential. They look past the cobwebs and the dust and the dirt, and they know that it could be something special. And in Memphis, we have a history of this. You know, whether it's Crosstown Concourse, whether it's Tennessee Brewery, whether it's the butcher shop building that's almost complete. You know, we adaptively reuse buildings, and that's important to maintain our character, authenticity, and sense of place.
I was glad to see Hotel Chiska get redone.
Yeah, and in all honesty, I live over by the university, but I've always, growing up, wanted to live in downtown Memphis, and I know there's a lot of places to go. So any added places, whether they're townhomes or apartments or something like that, is very attractive. I mean, that's a neat area. I'd like to see that down core really continue to come around.
Well, we'd love to have you, so let me know. We've got lots of opportunities for great places to live.
Give Jeff the penthouse. Hey, Brett, we appreciate it. We'll be getting an update from you again real soon. We look forward to it and seeing how that project goes on with 100 North Main, downtown Memphis. Brett Roller, Downtown Memphis Commission. Appreciate it. We'll talk
again.
Thanks.